in spite of massive pushback from the public and basically going against the flow of everything known to mankind about what you should and shouldn't do, New York City is going to move ahead with its plan to give prepaid debit cards to the illegal immigrant families. This should work out fine. What do we got going in New York City? A continuance of shenanigans. Let's get into it. Here we go.
I was able to learn that the first 10 debit cards will be handed out here at the Roosevelt to newly arrived families. And once this ramps up by next week or so, there'll be about 115, that's 115 of these cards in circulation, serving about 460 migrants. That includes a lot of young children. We did obtain some images of what these cards will look like. You can see them on your screen there. They'll be loaded weekly with about $350 for a family of four with two young children under the age of five. This city says in working with the New Jersey-based vendor called Mokify, the cards will only be able to be used at bodegas and grocery stores and only will be able to be used to buy food and baby supplies. This will be very similar to SNAP, also known as food stamps, where you pay with a preloaded card at a store. Critics of the migrant response and of this particular plan have raised concerns about the potential for this to be rife with fraud and waste and abuse. City officials say if it's fully expanded, it will actually save about $600,000 a month and give migrants more flexible food options. And on top of that, push money back into the local economy as opposed to some big food vendor contract. I did press Deputy Mayor Ann Williams Isom about the program in a sit down you'll only see on Pix 11.
How can you assure New Yorkers there won't be waste and abuse in this program?
Saving New Yorkers $600,000 a month is a smart thing to do. Saving New Yorkers $7.2 million a year is a smart thing to do. Making sure that we are decreasing waste is a smart thing to do. Making sure that we've put in guardrails so that people can only use it for food and baby supplies. So if you try to go to Bloomingdale's and use it for shoes, it will be rejected. If there are things that we see where people abuse it, we can take the card back.
This is a terrible idea. This is terrible execution. You know, they found this company in the back of a cereal box, this Mokify company. Yeah, they ran into him at like a city council meeting. Hey, we should hook that guy up. He's here. He likes us. Give him a contract. $53 million later. The whole thing is just rife with concern. I have great concern about how this program goes. But you know what? But at the end of the day, I live in Washington. These people that voted in these jokers, you know, they're in New York City. So, okay, whatever you want to do way over there. But when you were listening to the deputy mayor, I think it was, she was, you know, when asked about where's the savings going to come from, it's responsible to have savings of, you know, whatever $1 million. It's responsible to have oversight. You're not never answering the questions. My question is, so you give these people the opportunity to buy their own food. How does that quantify to a savings at all? Because you're still running the over other program. How, you know, with the vendors, how does this make any sense whatsoever? Sean, you're just not drilling down. You're not having the transparency thinking. You're not, you know, translucency is escaping you. We need to, you know, be more tuned into DEI here, don't we? Yeah. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to go back to basic business essentials. And how does this save any money? Nobody has answered that. They've given these hypotheticals. Well, we think it could save up to $600,000 a month. So you're going to put out how many million? $53 million total to see if you might be able to save $600,000 in some time frame? None of this makes any sense at all. We haven't even gotten into the whole fact of how this could be abused 10 ways from Sunday, right? 10 ways from Sunday. Now you're giving to illegals who don't have any money. You're giving them something that can be traded for cash. Do you think that might happen? Is there any issue at all in New York City right now with crime? Did the governor just put a bunch of National Guard and is putting an extra 800 National Guard into the subway system right now? Because there's so much crime, right? Do you think some of those people from the subway doing the criminal activity might go to the migrants with the magic debit card and say, hey, I want that? My non-paying tax dollars paid for that. You think that might happen? Huh. Yeah, I know you're going to need to get back to me on that, but yeah, those are some of the things that keep me up at night. Nah, I don't think about this story at all, because from the get-go, this thing was just wildly upside down. It just made no sense. It's just like, what? You're doing what? And the rest of the world saw that and went, what? You're doing what? I'm sure it'll work out. I mean, you see the kind of folks that are saying, it's a good idea. It's going to be great. It's going to solve a lot of problems. We're going to save some money here. Spending extra money to save money is known as waste. Yeah, that's what it is. It's known as waste. But, you know, I'm just a real estate guy. What would I know? You know, multiple businesses. What would I know? You know, having to run a budget. What would I know? The New York City will move forward with a plan to give migrant families debit cards loaded with cash to buy food and baby supplies. How does the debit card not allow the purchase of, say, booze at a bodega? How does that happen? I mean, are there, and that's an honest question. Is it, you know, is every item in the store either off limits or, you know, available for purchase? Let's see, you got some baby formula there. That's a two thumbs up. Milk. Yep. That's on the list. All right. Fresh vegetables. Okay. All right. Yeah. You know, what about, you know, some other stuff that's in there that falls along the line of whatever? Are condoms in there? That's part of family planning, right? So can you buy condoms with this? And then can you take the condoms and then sell them on the open market? Cause that's a whole nother thing. Buy a bunch of stuff, go sell it in the open, you know, buy, sell illegal goods market. I mean, tell me that isn't, you know, a real option. So many ways that this can just be used for shenanigans, for no good. The pilot program, which drew criticism before even being rolled out, will put cards in the hands of migrant families, of illegal families, beginning a couple of days ago, using a company called Mocafi. That's the company off of the back of the cereal box. Well, not quite that bad, but, you know, pretty close. The city will initially hand out cards to 115 families. Approximately 460 migrants will be fed by the city in this manner. I'm sure it'll work out fine. You know what? You know what'll happen? They'll just hand out the money and they'll say it's going swimmingly. And then they'll say, yeah, we just decided to discontinue that program. There won't be any oversight. There won't be any questioning of, you know, the millions and millions of dollars of funds. Unlike Chicago, what's happening with Landon, Let's Go Brandon Johnson right now. He's being questioned on his spending. He spent a lot of money on housing for the illegals. Yeah. And to the point where NBC Investigates had to throw out a lawsuit at the Let's Go Brandon Johnson administration to get some information on where all this money is going. I think you've got a lot of these kind of shenanigans going on at the moment in real time. Because these entities, these big governmental entities, they don't have the ability to even run their own constituents well, right? You got crime out of hand. You got all kinds of crazy stuff going on and, you know, shoplifting, major issue, safety. You got lunatics running around. And I'm not saying it's just limited to Chicago and New York City. You know, there's some greater social, you know, stuff going on there. Like we dumped out all the mental institutions and all those people are running around committing crimes. You know what I mean? Just City Hall said a family of four with two children under the age of five. Well, what if they're six? Is that age cutoff here? I don't know. I don't get it. We'll get $350 loaded onto the card weekly. So $1,400 a month. Pilot program is expected to last 6 weeks. And then the plan is to expand the program after working out any issues flagged by data from the pilot. What kind of data are you going to have on here? What's the criteria? What's the criteria? And how do you know whether that spending is going to equate to savings when you've still got the other program going on simultaneously? Because you can't cut off all the other people from that program because they ain't getting the $1,400 a month. I mean, just some basic stuff here, folks. Some basic stuff here. You feel like you're a, you know, parent at a, you know, sitting down with a bunch of children. We should do this. And you're like, nah, you can't do that. You can't play in the freeway. I know you want to be close to the action, close to the cars. Playing in the freeway, let me tell you, son, that's not a good idea, right? Since the more than $53 million emergency purchase contract with New Jersey-based Mocafee was announced, conservative commentators and people concerned about the potential for waste and fraud have criticized the plan. All the other do-gooders are like, this is going to be great. People are going to get fed. Well, they're getting fed before, but they were too choosy and they were too picky, and that's why they were wasting so much food. How can you not figure out a program to get different people with different tastes fed? How many different people are in New York City? How many different nationalities are in New York City? A lot. This can't be just, I mean, you've got basic, you know, SNAP services going on. Why are we recreating the wheel here? I don't know. So many questions, so few answers. Shenanigans, I say, right? That's what this one is rife with. Pix11's Henry Rosoff was the only TV news reporter to sit down with Deputy Mayor Ann Williamson, who has led New York City's migrant response, to press her about what was being done to prevent waste in the program. That was the young lady he was talking to, and absolutely zero information was divulged by her on the issue. She did kind of one of those Kamala Harris things where she, you know, talks about, you know, just rewords the question and, you know, gives you back some talking points that you're like, okay, let me rephrase. Is this going to be a wasteful program? Well, if we can save $600,000 a month, I wouldn't call that wasteful. I wouldn't either, but is it going to do that? Well, I mean, we're going to have to wait and see. She wouldn't even give that kind of answer, right? You know, what I would say is that $7 million in savings or whatever that crappy answer she gave was, they must go to school for crappy answers to hard questions, right? I mean, that literally has to be a learning institution somewhere. How to give out a crappy answer that doesn't get you in trouble and half the people in the room will go, okay. All right, okay, I don't get it, so therefore it must be right. Don't question authority. You'll have nothing and you will love it. We are making sure that we're putting in guardrails so people can only buy food and baby supplies. How are you going to do that? And why are you needing to do that when you've had illegals in your city for years and years and years and years and years? New York City is one of those most popular areas for them to go. So why are we redoing this? So if you try and go to Bloomingdale's, okay, that was the only point that I really understood of hers. All right, this kind of debit card, can't use it at Bloomingdale's. Got it. Understood. And to use it for shoes, it will be rejected. If there are things where people abuse it, we can take the card back. How about you don't know who's using the card? You're going to have ID? Oh, wait a minute. These folks don't have any ID. I get it. Yeah. So theoretically, this card could be sold to anybody, right? Anybody willing to pay for it. Do a little discount, 75 cents on the dollar. It makes sense, right? Because you go spend that full 100% of the card and Bob's your uncle, right? I mean, I know they know this is rife with corruption. I mean, it's just built in, right? Let's give it to this finance company that's never done one of these before. And it was a no-bid program, right? William Siam, however you spell that and pronounce that name, said the city will be able to review purchase data and identify abuse quickly. How? I mean, I keep hearing that, but how? Literally, how? I haven't heard one iota about that. We're going to be able to take these cards back if we see anything wrong. How are you going to know? How are you going to know who's using them? Oh, Sean, those are tough questions. I got to refer to my tough questions handbook school. All right. She also said keeping the pilot small and limited to families with children was another guardrail. Yeah, until you open it up to everybody and you're just spending millions and millions of dollars. Finally, that person said that after once fully implemented, the program has the potential. We've got the potential to save $600,000 per month. And she rebuffed critics who say that the city should not just feed newly arrived migrants at all. I'm not saying don't feed them, but you've already got programs in place. Why are we recreating the wheel? What's up with that? And you know, when's the last time, could you imagine if a whole bunch, say America just absolutely shuts down, literally goes in the toilet, and we start immigrating to Canada or Mexico, and we go in there and we go, you know what? This food just isn't to our liking. Do you know what those governments would say? Tough you-know-whatties. Yeah, you're going to eat it. If you're hungry enough, you'll eat anything. That's one of my, you know, rules for if I don't have a lot of good food at home. And by good food, I mean really tasty food that I'm going to look forward to. If you bring that to lunch the next day, and if you sit long enough and think about how hungry you are, you'll eat something. Whether it's, you know, your tasty, delectable meal that you, you know, had envisioned bringing to work that day. You get hungry enough, you'll eat it. So, yeah. So many questions, so few answers. We are required to make sure that people have shelter and people have food. They had food before, they didn't like it, and they were wasting it. So figure out a program where you can do that without handing out the magic debit card, and that people are staying safe. Well, yeah. But that has to do with the fact that, you know, you've just allowed people to, criminals to just run the streets, and now you got criminals preying on illegals, and sure, it'll work out fine. It'll be fine. This is not something extra that we are doing. This is us trying to think of an innovative way. Why do you need to have an innovative way? Why don't you just have a way that works? Period. Right? Oh, sure, we can't work that out. This is us trying to think of an innovative way to make sure that we are giving people what we are required to give them. And you know what? You're required to give it to them because you're a self-proclaimed sanctuary city, and you've got one of those shelter laws that you also took on yourselves. So it's not like anybody's forcing you to do this. You forced yourselves to do this. And constituents of New York City, you voted for all these knuckleheads in place that are putting these programs together. Yep. Yep. So make that vote count, right? It's got a lot of just knuckleheads running around. We got knuckleheads for days going right now, doing a lot of tomfoolery, right? Shenanigans and tomfoolery. It'll be really interesting to see the complete lack of transparency on this program, the complete lack of translucency, the complete lack of savings. And if they somehow conjure up how to cook the books well enough to say that this program is saving $600,000, I'll go to New York City and I'll have somebody buy me a burrito on one of these cards and I'll eat it. How about that? You can't get burritos? It's not on the list. Oh, well, I tried, right? I tried having some transparency. I tried having some diversity, some equity, and some inclusion. No, I didn't really do that at all. But we know that that just stands for didn't earn it. All right. That's what I'm going to leave you with today. But this program should work out just swell. And those of you in New York City, make that vote count. All right. Thanks again for being here. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Love to have you subscribe, all that good stuff. I'll see you then. Bye for now.